Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Welcome back to a buzzing Leo's Pizzeria, Southwestern Boulevard. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog. Football Friday continues. Did I get you to the winning goal?
You did.
All right.
Goalie should have had that. I mean, it's an elite all-time shooter, Stamkos. But, yeah, it was on-screen, just wrist shot from the circle. I mean, dude, come on. Make a save.
It's Football Friday and Sal's waiting. I would love to have that conversation because that's where we're at.
Yes, yes.
Like, that shot is a bad goal.
Yes.
I'd love to go an hour on that. Yeah. That's a bad goal?
Yes.
Look at this. Stamkos, slow motion. From the dot, not quite the dot. Oh, that's a bad goal? Wow.
He's got a defender pinching him off. He's not going to go to the middle. So the goalie, to me, should have got out a little bit more and taken the angle more away.
He's already down. So he can't.
Well, that's right.
That's the Stamkos credit.
But he should have been. If he's out farther, that puck hits him in the shoulder. Or Stamkos tries to miss him and it sails off the glass.
Let's give Sal Capaccio a chance to weigh in here. Just as if it happens that he's seen this goal. If it's not, then we'll just move forward. Sal, how are you?
I'm great. I have not seen whatever goal you are referencing.
Okay. Wait till you do.
We can move on.
Stamkos in overtime today in Sweden. Nashville over Pittsburgh. Of course, they won. They're in yellow. All right. Football Friday. Let's start with where you're at on New England and the AFC East here, Sal. You know, 9-2. The Bills are probably lucky to have New England again on their schedule because the lead is now what? 2.5 or whatever that would be. 9-2, 6-3. It's two more games. But at least they're going to get a look at the Patriots here. Still, and I'm sure you've sort of run this through your mind, the chances at this point of Buffalo getting past New England, I mean, what do you think of those chances? It's not give-up time, of course. Is it still something you can, you know, realistically see happening?
Realistically, sure. I mean, like, there's still plenty of football to play, but I still think the chances are much less likely considering the Patriots' schedule going forward. They do have to go to the Bengals, and the Bengals can score points, but they also give up a lot of points, right? I think the Giants will be game. That's a Sunday night game. The Giants can, you know, you never know. They play a style and game where every once in a while they can kind of bite you, but then they have a bye week before they play the Bills, and then it's the Ravens. But, you know, they get the Jets and the Dolphins. The Bills have a tougher schedule down the road, and they have to have this hill to climb. I think what really hurts the Bills more than anything here is it's not just having to beat New England. It's also having to be a game ahead of them because I can't see New England dropping another division game. Even if the Bills split with New England, the next tiebreaker is division record. And the Bills have already dropped two division games because they lost to the Miami Dolphins. They have to be free and clear of them, of a whole game. So from that standpoint, I think it's going to be difficult. Now, that said, guys, 1 week from today, 24 hours from now, when I come on with you on a Buffalo Football Friday at 5:08 p.m. next Friday, the Bills could be 8-3 with the Patriots at 9-2, and we're having a really interesting discussion about this But that also could go the other way. The Bills could be 6-5. They could, of course, be 7-4. The next 6 days are going to tell us a whole heck of a lot about the trajectory of the season.
Sal, how I mean, this might be a weird question to ask you because, you know, you're our reporter there, but like how shook by the Miami game are you? Because I admit it's I'm of two minds about Sunday. One of them is Tampa, you know, the way they've been going lately and just in general, they're not coming into Buffalo in November and beating these Bills. Come on. But then the other part of me, and it's this significant enough for me to talk about, is like I don't really know what the Bills will have on Sunday, especially on offense. So I'm pretty shook by what happened in Miami. How about you?
Pretty shook as well. I think in the moment more than anything, like during the game, I think I said to you guys the next day, even that if you had told me even after Miami had scored 13 points that the final score would be 30-13, I might take the Bills. You know what I mean? Like, right. Yeah, it's 13-0. And by the way, the final score is going to be 30-13. I'm not telling you who's going to win. I might say, oh, that means the Bills are scoring 30 points. Like, in the moment, the fact that the Bills just could not do anything, they could not come back in that game, and everything just kept snowballing on them, and there was nothing that they were able to do offensively. That's what really got me. Like, in the moment, Sunday night, Monday, like, wow, how did that happen? But when I take a step back and look at the big picture, this is football, it's sports, and it's a division game, and those things can happen once in a while. Not excuses whatsoever. The Bills definitely just did not play their best game, but once they, you know, got behind a little bit and the defense gave up a couple first downs and they're on the field for a while and the offense can't get first downs and it's hot down there, it just became a really painstaking type of grind for them. And, you know, when you take a step back and you think, what's the difference between losing 30-13 or, 16-13 or 30-27, it kind of didn't matter on the score. I think it just was the fact that, okay, it's a division game and things got away from them pretty quickly. Those things are going to happen. But this is a team now that I look at, and same thing with you, Bulldog, where I just don't know if what the answer is as far as the horses. I'm worried about the offense. I'm worried about the offense being able to do enough in these games where they're going to have to score some points. They can't chase the game. They just can't. And that's tough because there's no guarantee you're getting out front and controlling the game.
Sal Capaccio with us on the Western Hotline. Did the 508 feel like a shot from Sal because we didn't get to him earlier, the Stamkos conversation? I don't know, maybe next. It could be earlier. Next week, we'll shoot for earlier.
Yeah. I was just making the point that 24, you know, that one week from now, whenever we talk, I mean, the Bills play two games before the Patriots play their next game is the point, right? And I think that'll tell us a lot.
Well, they're going to have to win most of these, Sal, or else they're going on the road. I mean, that's not news to you.
Right.
Tampa Bay is interesting as an opponent at Houston, short week on the road. Houston's defense can be a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then you have, as we looked at earlier, not to get away from the Buccaneers, but the rest of the season after Thursday is cold. It's just it's home games and road trips in the Northeast where this might be a weather game a little bit, right? Wind. And it isn't likely to be the last of these, of course.
That's right. I had Pat Hammer on today on the Extra Point Show to talk about, you know, this weekend's weather. And I asked him, I said, what are you looking at, you know, as far as Thanksgiving and maybe beyond? And, of course, no guarantees. He said, actually, Thanksgiving looks like it could be a pretty warm time, like warmer than normal. And I'm like, okay, I'm thinking that's Pittsburgh. You go to Pittsburgh, maybe you have some warmer weather. But he said he believes that December is going to be pretty challenging. Like, there's some indications this year it's looking colder and snowier than normal and quicker than normal that it gets here. So you're right. And then I think about, okay, is that a good thing or a bad thing for these Bills? Because they can run the ball really well. And, you know, what's the old saying? You got to be able to run the ball when the weather turns like that. And that is, let's be honest, guys, it's part of the reason they've built the team the way they have. It really is. To be able to withstand that type of the weather, in those conditions and environment. But we saw the Bengals come in here in a snowy, wet, cold game, you know, in the playoffs and go down the field on the Bills. So I agree. And for me, like being on the sidelines and all that, like, yeah, it's not the most pleasant thinking that at the end of the year you're getting all these cold weather games. But I do wonder, like, how that impacts the Bills and how they want to play the game.
What is your reaction to the injury news today? Because Shakir is obviously the lead, I think. He's got no designation, so yep. That seems good to go. Because there's no designation, would it be right to assume or maybe educatedly guess that that means he'll return punts too, or do you think that that still might be in question?
I would say it'd still be in question, but let's go back to the weather discussion. The fact that it's going to be windy, he has no designation, you're probably still looking at him, you know, being the guy back there, right? I think I'm trying to put myself in how Sean McDermott normally thinks, and they want somebody who can trust to make good decisions, and it doesn't mean he has to return the punt, but to make good decisions, to catch the punt, to field it, things like that, probably still looking at, you know, okay, then he can probably do that.
Yeah.
I'm encouraged
with instructions to just catch it, right, and not really worry about making plays with it.
Correct. Because, and not that he can't, we all know that. And I know that, you know, to be clear for everybody, it's just because you don't want to take a shot on the ribs, right? I mean, that's right, exposure. Right. A guy running down real hard at you and, you know, catch the ball, get a fair catch. And who knows? Maybe he is good enough. I don't know how his ribs feel. Maybe he's, you know, it was just something bothering him. Maybe he's fine to go. And, you know, he has a 82-yard punt return for a touchdown for all we know, right? I mean, that could wind up happening. The only thing that does kind of, now Dalton Kincaid's out. We knew that. That's challenging. He's been their most consistent pass catcher this year. And Fedari Mathis is out at defensive tackle. They do have four guys questionable. And if you're looking at the injury report, you'll only see three. The other was TJ Sanders. They had to add him because he is on the injured reserve list. They had to list him. So they list him as questionable. I think by 4 o'clock tomorrow, TJ Sanders gets signed to the active roster and he plays. Certainly not a guarantee. They do have four healthy defensive tackles anyway. They don't have to do that. But it feels like that's going to be the case. The one that's concerning is, well, two things. It's twofold. Taron Johnson was full on Thursday, limited on Friday, and questionable. And Sean McDermott, after he met with me, he met with the local media, and he said there was a yellow flag that came up yesterday. But I'll say, if you want to look at it optimistically, well, that means it's not like he got hurt in practice today, and he still did practice, right? So maybe something came up where they just wanted to back off him. But, guys, you also have Cam Lewis. Questionable. Those are your two nickel corners.
Right. Yeah, I don't even – do I want to ask what happens if they both can't go?
I would say Jamarcus Ingram would be the most likely candidate, but let's remember they have Jordan Hancock, too, who they could squeeze in there, who's done it and had some reps, even though it's not his normal position right now.
If we're guessing right about Shakir and returning punts, that maybe means no Mecole Hardman in this game. I this is me talking now. You can, you know, of course, offer your opinions on this. And what about Gabe Davis? Because we were talking very early in the show today about both of those guys. And unless they sign Davis to the roster, I don't see them elevating. I think we talked about this yesterday. Two receivers as their two practice squad elevations. So how do you feel about Gabe Davis and his status heading into Sunday?
I thought all week that it was trending towards him playing, but now that Shakir is off the injury report and you're dealing with, you know, how you want to, you know, play all this, I don't know. It just feels like maybe it's another week away. You know, he says he feels good. I couldn't really get much out of Sean from that. I did ask him how Gabe, you know, did getting through the week, and he talks very highly about Gabe and, you know, how hard he works and, you know, the kind of teammate he is and all that. All those things are very much, he checks all those boxes. The question is, does he check the box of getting out there and playing right now? And I do think roster matters here. I would also add this now that, you know, Codrington is on the active roster, and I know the guy, like, I'm not telling you that Brandon Codrington is going to play nickel or should play nickel. It is his position, though. And if you do have two guys dealing with injuries at that position, you might have to have a guy who's break glass in case of emergency at the end of the game who is active, and that would also be the guy that would return punts. You know what I mean? Like, I do think about that, too.
Yeah.
What do you think of all this for the matchup, Sal? I mean, we've already covered that it might be windy. Not a quarterback's favorite conditions, but
right.
Tampa is somewhat depleted. They've been mostly getting by this year. I've heard points made recently that their offense really isn't doing very much. I know a couple of games of theirs I've seen, that is what it looked like. But at another point this year, Mayfield was in the MVP conversation, and they've had big games. So how do you think what the Bills are in the secondary after all of that aligns with who the Bucs are?
Yeah, the Bucs haven't been the same team over the last few games, I guess, as they were earlier in the year. And I do think part of that is Bucky Irving. Now, he has missed quite a bit of time. He is not playing again in this game. We know that. Neither is Chris Godwin. They're missing one of their starting offensive linemen. Actually, a couple when you go back a ways. They're pretty banged up. This is a team, I think, that has run into some struggles on offense, doing some of the things that they were doing earlier. And one of the reasons, though, guys, is that Baker Mayfield was dealing with a bit of an injury. And when TJ was on with you yesterday, I think he mentioned it looked like Baker was a little bit more right last week.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
He was moving around a little bit better. But let's go to Baker Mayfield's rushing stats. I know it sounds funny, but rushing stats this year. The last three games, he has not run the ball at all. Zero attempts for 0 yards. Before that, he was running the ball a little bit. 14 yards, 15 yards, 13, 44 yards in a game, 33, 39. It's like, I feel like that's also been an issue for them. Like, he's staying in the pocket, and if you can just keep him in the pocket and force him to throw, you know, then I think you have a bit more of an opportunity, because he's a guy that can make plays out of structure. So I think that, you know, plays into the Bills' favor in that regard. Rashad White, who's come in and done a nice job for Bucky Irving, again, same thing. His numbers are down. He has not run for 4 yards a carry or more since week two, by the way. White has it. And then you have Sean Tucker, Syracuse guy. He actually does have a higher average yards per carry, and I think that's a guy they might lean on a little bit more. He just doesn't get as many opportunities.
I don't know if they will, but they should. I think it should be a Sean Tucker game. Yeah. First one ever, Sal. Well, no, not the first one ever. He popped last year late in the season once when guys were out, I think, but still, what do I know? But if I were Tampa, he would be my lead.
That's really interesting about Mayfield and the running, Sal. Like, obviously, we're not talking about designed runs.
Right.
It's you know, it's getting out of there. And I feel like I've been watching them closely enough to notice that that's happened just recently and whatever he's dealing with. But thinking back to earlier in the season, he is, to me, like the most annoying kind of scrambling quarterback, because guys like Mahomes, Allen, Lamar Jackson, I mean, elite runners, at least Jackson and Allen are, and, you know they're going to hurt you. Mayfield doesn't even really look good doing it, but he just does it, right? He's just whatever I got to – he's just this scrappy, kind of annoying, like, I got away, and, like, it's, you know, 12 yards. And that is, like, back-breaking. Like, if a guy is just that athletic and is going to beat you like that, like, hat tip. When Mayfield does it, it almost just feels like, come on!
Yeah, I hear you. Last year, I'm looking at it now, 378 yards rushing and 3 touchdowns. Those are good numbers. You know, I mean, he got loose a little bit. Yeah, he's a guy that he is not afraid. He's got a lot of moxie. He'll put his body on the line. But that said, why has he put his body on the line in the last few weeks? Because he's been dealing with some sort of injury. I can't remember exactly what it was, but there was something going on there recently. And yeah, so that has been something that they have not had as a part of their arsenal. And, I mean, not getting Bucky Irving back, you know, is good for the Bills, because he is a guy that can leak out of the backfield. Yeah. He catches passes. He runs the ball really well. And then on the defensive side, They gave up some big plays last week to the New England Patriots. This is a very good run defense. It has been for most of this year. But the Patriots got loose on not only a couple runs, but a couple of passes down the field. Their numbers when it comes to their pass defense have not been nearly as good this year. They are 24th in the NFL in pass defense overall and 22nd in yards per play given up.
Week two, Tampa Bay at Houston. Bucks down 5 late, 4th and 10 from their 32-yard line. This is the play you're talking about,
right,
where Mayfield is dead, and it's not at all the only time you see this kind of play from him. And how mad would you be defensively to give that 15-yard run up to the quarterback? They had him contained, it seemed, and the Bucks go on to score there, 9 seconds left, and win 20-19. Their season started with a bunch of close games.
They were living very dangerously and getting away with it, and then they finally got caught, and
Even last week, last week, Sal, they're down, I think, again, 5 at the two-minute warning with the ball, 4th down, and it was a pass to White. He gets tackled short for a loss even. Henderson breaks one. The Bucks score a touchdown after that anyway, but don't get the onside kick, and they lose the game by 5. So if that's worth anything, take the points, because this team plays, you know, mostly close games. What is your – not, you know, we don't usually do predictions, the three of us, when we're talking like this, but – do you have a sense of what you think's going to happen?
I just think the Bills will come out of this game with a much more urgent attitude. Come into this game, I should say, with a much more urgent attitude, because last week, I think, resonated with Sean McDermott. It resonated with the organization, people in the locker room, and you can't have that happen again. And it's, they're not shying away from what people said, which is those things about the Dolphins playing harder or wanting it more, right? And you're not blaming people and saying, well, you didn't play hard enough. It's, you can't let that happen. How does a team who's 2-7, who just fired their GM, how do you let them get off the mat like that? You can't. And I think there's got to be more of a sense of urgency, and I think they will have a sense of urgency, because I've seen it before from this team. I've seen them have their backs, you know, into a corner, and that's how they come out. And they know that they have to be more detail-oriented. They have to be more buttoned up. But guys, it's football, and you come out there and it's a windy day, and all it takes is, you know, one ball on the ground and one batted pass or something, and you're talking about a different kind of game. You know, I think for the Bucks, and you guys talked about this with TJ, you look at their schedule, you know, they got the Bills and Rams, and even if worst case scenario, they lose two games, they're probably coasting the rest of the year, to be quite for the most part. And they're looking at that. Yeah. So I think that they come up here tomorrow, they'll travel. That plane door is going to open. It's not going to be bad. It's going to be like 50 degrees and raining, but it's not going to be Tampa. And then they're going to get to the stadium Sunday morning, and you think, you know what? Yeah, maybe nice to be out in L.A. next week or back at home. Like, you just hope that that's like a little bit of a mental edge you have when you're playing a team from Florida coming
up. Yeah, I mentioned this yesterday. Of these next two games, the rest of the schedule is, I mean, it's Carolina twice. It's Arizona. I mean, it's cake. I don't have it memorized, but that's three of them anyway. Of these next two harder-looking games, the Ram game being an NFC opponent is much more important. And so, yeah, I might be hoping for like a Tampa takes a week off kind of week.
Maybe you better.
Yeah, and by the way, it's a Sunday night national TV game that they're having. Sorry, sorry to interrupt
next
you there,
week.
Buddy. National TV game on Sunday night against the Rams as well. They're playing in that game. But you're right. And, you know, that game will mean a lot. And as you guys know, by the way, too, this is the team that has visited Orchard Park the least ever amount, and they're coming here in the final year. They went the longest time without ever coming here, and now they've done it in three times, 09, 17, and then 2 years ago, and the Bills have beaten them every time.
Right. Yes, the Bucks have a little bit of a cushion where they can slow play their injured guys. The Bills this year do not. Last year, yes. This year, no. Sal, thanks. Enjoy the weekend.
Okay, you too, guys. Thank you.
That's our dude Sal Capaccio on the Western Hotline. His appearances are always brought to you by New York's only outlet liquor. When you need to stock up, it's the place to buy a case. What's your outlet?
Football Friday continues from Leo's Pizzeria, Southwestern Boulevard location. Mike Shope and the Bulldog, WGR.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.